Linda Marie, it's my understanding that December and January, and for that matter, August and September, are critical months for an independent bookstore. Is that true for Malaprops?
December is our biggest month for sales, but our second biggest month is July, so that is a little bit of a difference.
Why July?
I think July is because of the tourist population that comes through Asheville at that time. So that is our second biggest month, and we sell a lot of great books then, too.
This is the time of year when we see a lot of summing up and top 10 lists, and they usually come from the usual sources, major newspapers, major magazines. Does Malaprop's top 10 list or top 100 list look similar to what we see across the country, or is there something unique about the book buying and reading culture in Western North Carolina?
We looked at the New York Times list and the Shelf Awareness list, which is a newsletter our customers read, and then looked at our own list. And I think there are a lot of titles there that our customers really love, but we also sell more memoirs and essays by women writers than is reflected in the best of list that you'll see.
With that in mind, then I assume that Gloria Steinem's autobiography and the new book from Patti Smith are high on your list of best books this year.
They are. They're two of our best sellers. We've also sold really well with Hold Still by Sally Mann, Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. Cheryl Strayed has a book of quotes from her writings called Brave Enough. And one of my favorite books of the year that is also a memoir by a woman is H is for Hawk by Helen MacDonald, which was chosen by the New York Times as one of their 10 favorite books of the year.
Recommend something by an author who spends a great deal of time in Western North Carolina, whether they live here or they're here many months of the year.
One of our favorite authors at Malaprops is Ron Rash, who's written books of poetry, novels, and short stories. And his books are set in our area. They're beautifully written. They're haunting. You get a real sense of the culture here, of contemporary culture. And if you're a fan of Cold Mountain, you'll also see a similar beauty in the descriptions of nature and of what draws people to the mountains.
Ron Rash, who teaches at Western Carolina University.
If you haven't read him, I would highly recommend you pick up his short story collection, Burning Bright, and that's a good way to sample his writing.
I know another one of your favorite books is by Robert Beatty. What's special about Serafina?
Serafina and the Black Cloak is set at the Biltmore Estate. It's a middle grade book for younger readers and will be our biggest seller for that age group this year. Robert Beatty did a beautiful book trailer for his book, which is a cinematic portrayal of the book's theme. And in the trailer, his daughter stars as Serafina. And that was something new, and it caught on with younger readers. And I think it helped push the book out to a bestseller status.
A movie trailer, is that a new trend in the marketing of books?
Book trailers, it is a new trend, and sometimes authors make them, sometimes publishers will make them for authors. But before the book comes out, there's a book trailer that you can access through the author's website or the publisher's website, and it's often very creative. Sometimes it's animated, sometimes it's the author or their friends talking about the book. We love it. It's something that we really enjoy as booksellers, seeing the book trailers. Some people have called this the year of the adult coloring book. We have sold so many coloring books to adults and children this year, and publishers are producing them on all kinds of subjects, from ones called The Enchanted Forest or mandalas, just beautiful black and white pictures that you can draw or paint in. And it supposedly reduces stress. It is a way of taking your mind out of the hamster wheel of anxiety and just focusing on coloring in some beautiful picture. And I've heard from coworkers that it really works.
Is that shocking to you? Are we talking about coloring within the lines? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes. Although they can range from very simple illustrations you color in to ones that are incredibly mathematically prismatic, geometric designs. So it depends on what you're looking for. The publishers have responded to this desire from people to the point where we have a whole bay of coloring books and colored pencils and watercolors. And those are one of the best-selling areas in our store right now.
Could be good for Crayolas.
Very good. It's very good for Crayola and the colored pencil manufacturers. Another trend I noticed this year is the have over 10 book clubs affiliated with Malaprops, and now we're ordering books for many other book clubs around town. And I'm in two book clubs myself, which is new. and people love them. I think it's a really great way to, if you're new to town, if you're a new resident, to get to meet other people. And it's also wonderful if you just want to add that into your life, that you will read a book that someone else selected each month and stretch yourself a little bit.
Sarah Gruen had a successful book out this year, At the Water's Edge. Is that on the list of your favorites this year?
I loved At the Water's Edge. Like many of our customers, I'm really interested in reading about World War II. And At the Water's Edge is set in Scotland during World War II and involves three Americans who are trying to photograph the Loch Ness Monster. There's a bit of that fantastic element. There's a love story, the dissolution of a marriage. You get a feel for what fashion was like at that time period, too. She's a wonderful writer, and she's signed many copies, so we have a lot of signed copies for sale.
This is the time of year, I would guess, that I will call them art books or coffee table books, that those are often purchased as gifts for people. There's a book that was written by Doug Orr and Fiona Ritchie. I would assume that that book does well this time of year.
Wayfaring Strangers is a book about the tradition of music that originated in Northern Ireland and England and made its way over to Appalachia and then became part of our music tradition. And there's a CD that accompanies it that has samples of that kind of music. And I think because people are really proud of where they live and of the music of our area, it's a great gift to give to people who might like to enjoy that, listening to it and learning about the history. I know they did a lot of research. And also, every year there's the Swannanoa Solstice. Doug Orr will be there on Sunday for two performances. He's one of the authors of the book. And there'll be the kind of music you would read about in the book will be at that performance.
I know that you are a fan of fantasy. Is there anything or any writer that you would like to recommend?
One of my favorite books that I read this year is by Michael Faber called The Book of Strange New Things. It is set in the near future. The main character is someone who's recovered from drug addiction and embraced Christianity, and he's an evangelist for it. The Earth has started populating another planet because climate change is destroying the Earth, and there's a limited amount of time before we have to find a new place to populate. So he is chosen as the person who will try to evangelize the aliens who live on this planet we're populating to embrace Christianity. And he does go on the mission to this other planet, and he communicates with his wife through email. She's living in England, and she's communicating to him about what's happening with climate change, what's happening on the Earth. And the main character's relationship with the aliens is very tender and sweet and sometimes confusing to him and to the reader. And his emails to his wife are very poignant because you really feel what's happening on the Earth could happen. The fact that it's set in the near future makes it more chilling in many ways. So it reads as if you're reading something that's really happening, but yet there's that fantastical element of the interaction with the aliens, and they're very naive, and yet there's also something going on with them that you only have glimpses of, you don't quite understand. So there's a bit of a mystery element too.
Malaprops has been around for more than 30 years now. Do you think the predicted demise of books and reading was premature at best?
One of the big news items this year for independent bookstores has been the resurgence of independent bookstores and books. 5 years ago, ebooks were predicted to overtake the printed book, and the printed book would become much less popular within the next decade. But in fact, ebook sales have plateaued, and print book sales have increased. And independent book sales across the country have risen. This year, we looked at our most successful year in sales since 2008. And Malaprops is also doing very well. And we're very grateful that our local community recognizes the importance of supporting their local independent bookstore.
You have a master's degree in Russian literature and Slavic languages from Cornell University. Why did you choose a career surrounded by books?
I've always loved books. One of my earliest memories was going to the bookmobile with my mother and getting my first library card. So I don't think it would surprise any of my friends or family that I've chosen a career where I can be surrounded by books all day and recommend them to customers. And for me, one of the greatest parts of my career is recommending a book to a customer or an author to a customer, and they love it, and it may make changes in their life going forward. So it has been a good path for me.
Linda Marie Baird is general manager and senior buyer with Malaprops Books in Asheville. Thank you very much.
Thank you.